Chapter 35.
1. And Elohim said to Jacob, Rise up, go to Bethel and live there, and make an altar there to El, who appeared to you when you fled before your brother Esau.
2. And Jacob said to his house, and to all those with him, Put away the strange Elohim in your midst, and purify yourselves, and change your clothing. 3. And let us rise up and go up to Bethel. And I will make an altar there to El, who answered me in the day of my distress. And he was with me in the way in which I went.
4. And they gave all the strange Elohim in their hand to Jacob, and the earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was near Shechem. 5. And they pulled up, and there was the terror of Elohim on the cities all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. 6. And Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan. It is Bethel. He and all the people with him came. 7. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there the Elohim revealed themselves to him when he fled from the face of his brother. 8. And Deborah died, the nurse of Rebekah, and she was buried below Bethel, under the oak. And he called its name, Oak of Weeping. 9. And Elohim appeared to Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram, and he blessed him. 10. And Elohim said to him, Your name is Jacob. Your name will not any more be called Jacob, but Israel will be your name. And he called his name Israel.
11. And Elohim said to him, I am El Shaddai, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be from you. And kings shall go forth from your loins. 12. And the land which I gave to Abraham and to Isaac, I will give it to you, and after you I will give the land to your seed. 13. And Elohim went up from him, in the place where he had spoken with him. 14. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone. And he poured out a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. 15. And Jacob called the name of the place, there where Elohim had spoken with him, Bethel. 16. And they pulled up stakes from Bethel. And there was yet a length of land to come to Ephrath. And Rachel bore, and she had hard labor in her bearing.
17. And it happened, when she had hard labor in her bearing, even the midwife said to her, Do not fear, for this also is a son for you. 18. And it happened, when her soul was going forth even she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. 19. And Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. 20. And Jacob set up a pillar on her grave, it is the pillar of Rachel's grave until today. 21. And Israel pulled up and pitched his tent beyond the Tower of the Flux. 22. And it happened after Israel lived in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard, and the sons of Jacob were 12. 23. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. 24. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. 25. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's slave girl, Dan and Naphtali. 26. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's slave girl, Gad and Asher. These were Jacob's sons who were born in Paddan Aram. 27. And Jacob came to his father Isaac, to Mamre, to the city of Harbor. It is Hebron where Abraham and Isaac resided. 28. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. 29. And Isaac gave up the brief and died and was gathered to his people, old and satisfied of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.
Chapter 36.
1. And these are the generations of Esau, that is Edom. 2. Esau took his wives from the daughters of Canaan, Adah, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite. 3. And Basemath, the daughter of Ishmael, sister of Nebajoth. 4. And Adah bore Eliphaz to Esau, and Basemath bore Reuel. 5. And Oholibamah-Dodjush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. 6. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the souls of his house, and his livestock, and all the beasts of burden, and all his property which he had gained in Canaan, and he went to a land away from his brother Jacob. 7. For their possessions had become too great for them to dwell together, and the land was not able to bear their travels, in the presence of their livestock. 8. And Esau dwelt on Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. 9. And these were the generations of Esau, the father of Edom on Mount Seir. 10. These the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Adah, Esau's wife; Reuel, the son of Basemath, Esau's wife. 11. And the sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gotam, and Kenats. 12. And Timnah was a concubine to Esau's son, Eliphaz, and she bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These were the sons of Esau's wife Adah. 13. And the sons of Reuel: Nath, and Zerah, Shammah, and Mitzar. These were the sons of Basemath, the wife of Esau. 14. And these were the sons of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, the wife of Esau. Even she bore Jush to Esau, and Jaalam, and Korah. 15. These were the chieftains of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau: Chief Teman, Chief Omar, Chief Zepho, Chief Kenats. 16. Chieftain Korah, Chieftain Gotam, Chieftain Amalek. These were the chieftains of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Adah. 17. And these were the sons of Reuel, Esau's son: Chieftain Nath, Chieftain Zerah, Chieftain Shammah, Chieftain Mitzar. These were the chieftains of Reuel in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. 18. And the sons of Oholibamah, Esau's wife: Chieftain Jush, Chieftain Jaalam, Chieftain Korah. These were the chieftains of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. 19. These were the sons of Esau, and these their chieftains. He is Edom. 20. These were the sons of Seir the Horite living in the land: Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anah. 21. And Dishan, and Izzah, and Dishan. These were the chieftains of the Horites, the sons of Seir, in the land of Edom. 22. And the sons of Lotan: Hori and Heman, and Lotan's sister, Timnah. 23. And these were the sons of Shobal: Alvan, and Monath, and Ebal, Shepho, and Um. 24. And these were the sons of Zibeon, even Anah and Anah. He is the Anah who found the hot springs in the desert as he fed the donkeys for his father Zibeon. 25. And these were the sons of Anah: Dishan, and Oholibamah was the daughter of Anah. 26. And these were the sons of Dishan: Hemdan, and Eshban, and Iran, and Charon. 27. These were the sons of Izzah: Bilhan, and Zivan, and Ochan.
28. These were the sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aaron. 29. These were the chieftains of the Horites: Chieftain Lotan, Chieftain Shobal, Chieftain Zibeon, Chieftain Anah. 30. Chieftain Dishan, Chieftain Ezer, Chieftain Dishan. These were the chieftains of the Horites, according to their chieftains in the land of Seir. 31. And these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before the reigning of a king over the sons of Israel. 32. And Bela the son of Beor reigned in Edom, and the name of his city, Dinhaba. 33. And Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah, from Bozrah, reigned in his place. 34. And Jobab died, and Husham from the land of the Ammonites reigned in his place.
35. And Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place, and the name of his city, Avith. 36. And Hadad died, and Samlah from Masrekah reigned in his place. 37, and Samla died, and Shaul from Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place.
38, and Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor reigned in his place. 39, and Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor died, and Hadar reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Pua, and his wife's name, Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. 40, and these were the names of the chieftains of Esau, according to their families, according to their places, by their names, Chieftain Timnah, Chieftain Elvo, Chieftain Jetheth, 41, Chieftain Ahalibama, Chieftain Ella, Chieftain Pinnon, 42, Chieftain Kenas, Chieftain Tman, Chieftain Mibzar.
43, Chief Magdiel, Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom, according to their dwellings, in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of Edom. Chapter 37:1. And Jacob lived in the land of his father's travels, in the land of Canaan. 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, a son of 17 years, was feeding the flock with his brothers, with Bilhah's sons and with Zilpah's sons, his father's wives, and he was a youth. And Joseph brought an evil report of them to their father.
3. And Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was a son of old age to him. And he made a coat of many colors reaching to the feet. 4. And his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and they hated him. And they were not able to speak to him for peace.
5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and told it to his brothers, and they increased to hate him still more. 6. And he said to them, Now hear this dream which I have dreamed.
7. And, behold, we were binding sheaves in the middle of the field. And, behold, my sheaf rose up and also stood up. And, behold, your sheaves came around and bowed themselves to my sheaf. 8. And his brothers said to him, Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you really rule over us? And they hated him still more because of his dreams, and because of his words. 9. And he dreamed still another dream, and told it to his brothers. And he said, Behold, I have dreamed another dream, and, behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing themselves to me. 10. And he told it to his father, and to his brothers. And his father rebuked him, and said to him, What is this dream which you have dreamed? Shall we indeed come to bow ourselves to the earth to you, I, your mother, and your brothers? 11. And his brothers envied him. But his father was attentive to the word. 12. And his brothers went to feed the flock of their father in Shechem. 13. And Israel said to Joseph, Are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them. And he said to him, I am here. 14. And he said to him, Now go, see the welfare of your brothers, and the welfare of the flock, and bring word back to me. And he sent him out of the valley of Hebron. And he came to Shechem. 15. And a man found him. And, behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What do you seek? 16. And he said, I am looking for my brothers. Please tell me where they are feeding the flock. 17. And the man said, They have left here, for I heard them say, Let us go towards Dothan. And Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. 18. And they saw him from a distance. And before he came near to them, they plotted against him, to kill him. 19. And they said, each to his brother, Behold, this master of dreams is coming. 20. And, come now, and let us kill him, and throw him into one of the pits. And let us say, An evil beast has eaten him. And let us see what will become of his dreams. 21. And Reuben heard, and he delivered him from their hands, and said, Let us not strike his soul.
22. And Reuben said to them, Do not shed blood. Throw him into this pit in the desert, but do not lay a hand on him, so that he might deliver him from their hands, to return him to his father. 23. And it happened when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped his robe which was on him, from Joseph, the long robe reaching to the feet. 24. And they took him and threw him into the pit being empty, no water in it. 25. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked. And, behold, a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. And their camels were bearing spices, and balsam gum, and sticky gum, going down to take them to Egypt. 26. And Judah said to his brothers, what gain is it that we kill our brother and conceal his blood? 27. Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and do not let our hand be on him. For he is our brother, our flesh. And his brothers listened. 28. And men, Midianites, traders, passed. And they drew up and took Joseph out of the pit, and they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. 29. And Reuben came back to the pit. And, behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he tore his clothes. 30. And he returned to his brothers and said, the child, he is not. And I, where shall I go?
31. And they took Joseph's long robe, and killed a ram of the goats, and dipped the robe in the blood. 32. And they sent the long robe reaching to the feet, and they took it to their father, and said, we have found this. Now look, is it not your son's robe? 33. And he knew it, and said, my son's robe. An evil beast has eaten him. Surely Joseph is torn to pieces. 34. And Jacob tore his clothing and put sackcloth on his loins. And he mourned many days for his son. 35. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. And he refused to be comforted, and said, I will go down to Sheol mourning for my son. And his father wept for him. 36. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt, to Potiphar, a eunuch of Pharaoh, the chief of the executioners.
Chapter 38.
1. And it happened at that time that Judah went down, away from his brothers, and turned aside to a man of Adullam named Hira. 2. And Judah saw there a daughter of a Canaanite man named Shua. And he took her, and went in to her. 3. And she conceived and bore a son. And he called his name Er. 4. And she conceived again and bore a son and called his name Onan. 5. And she continued still and bore a son. And she called his name Shelah. And he was a Chezibe when she bore him. 6. And Judah took a wife for his firstborn, Er, and her name, Tamar. 7. And Er, Judah's firstborn, was evil in the eyes of Yahweh. And Yahweh killed him. 8. And Judah said to Onan, go unto your brother's wife and marry her, and raise up seed to your brother. 9. And Onan knew that the seed would not be his. And it happened when he went unto his brother's wife, he wasted his semen to the ground, not giving seed to his brother. 10. And what he did was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, and he also killed him. 11. And Judah said to his daughter-in-law Tamar, live as a widow in your father's house until my son Shelah is grown. For he said, lest he also die like his brothers. And Tamar went and lived in her father's house. 12. And the days were many, and the wife of Judah, the daughter of Shua, died. And Judah was comforted, and he went up to the shearers of his flocks, he and his friend Hira of Adullam, to Timnah. 13. And Tamar was told, saying, behold, your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his flocks. 14. And she took off her widow's robes from her, and veiled herself with a veil, and disguised herself. And she sat at the entrance of Enaim, which is on the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah had grown up and she had not been given to him for a wife. 15. And Judah saw her. And he thought her to be a harlot, because she had veiled her face. 16. And he turned aside to her by the roadway, and said, come now, let me come in to you. For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what will you give me that you may come into me? 17. And he said, I will send a kid of the goats from the flock. And she said, Will you give me a pledge until you send it? 18. And he said, What pledge shall I give to you? And she said, Your signet ring, and your bracelet and your staff in your hand. And he gave to her, and came into her. And she conceived by him. 19. And she rose up and left, and took off her veil from her face. And she put on her widow's robes. 20. And Judah sent the kid of the goats by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive the pledge from the woman's hand. And he did not find her. 21. And he asked the men of her place, saying, Where is the harlot that was at the name, by the roadway? And they said, There was no harlot here. 22. And he returned to Judah and said, I have not found her. And also the men of the place said, There was no harlot here. 23. And Judah said, Let her take them for herself, that we not become a laughingstock. See, I sent this kid, and you did not find her. 24. And after 3 months, it happened. It was told to Judah, saying, Your daughter-in-law Tamar has committed adultery, and also, behold, she is pregnant by whoredom. And Judah said, Bring her out and let her be burned. 25. She was being brought out, and she sent to her father-in-law, saying, I am pregnant by a man to whom these belong. And she said, Note now whose are these, the signet ring, the bracelet, and the staff. 26. And Judah knew and said, She is more righteous than I, because I did not give her to my son Shelah. And he never knew her again. 27. And in the time of her bearing, behold, it happened. Twins were in her womb. 28. And in her bearing, it happened that one put forth a hand, and the midwife took it and tied crimson on his hand, saying, This one came out first. 29. And it happened as he withdrew his hand, behold, his brother came out. And she said, How have you broken a break for yourself? And one called his name Phrez. 30. And then his brother came out, on whose hand was the crimson. And one called his name Zerah.